Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The section that you read today, I want you to pay attention to this line which you read, because it's going to be within our message today. It says, straighten up. Straighten up. Raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Our gospel today finds Jesus in the last week before his crucifixion. This is the final week. His words in today's text, those are pretty severe, what you heard the vicar read from the gospel. And they're not meant to frighten you, but to prepare you and also to provide for you some comfort. And let me explain that comfort. Reminding you that even in times of chaos and fear, your redemption, each of your redemptions is drawing near. As the church year, and as I said a week or so ago, we're at the end of the church year. It's over. In fact, so many things. We had Halloween, All Saints Day, first days of winter, and this is the end of the church year. And it brings our attention to, as you heard the vicar read, the end. Jesus is coming, and the new creation will come on that last day. When Jesus comes, the world as we know it is going to be over. I doubt seriously if many of us woke up this morning saying, gee, I wonder if today is going to be the day that the world is going to come to an end. And yet, that's what this season is all about. Today is all about focusing on the end. And Jesus asks you all, please be ready. Be ready for what's about to occur. We look at our nation, as we come out here before our service with the elders, and we talk about our institutions, and we say, Pastor, sure, come on, this isn't going to end. Yes, it is. It's going to end. All of these things about us will crumble. And that's exactly what Jesus just told his disciples. Now, they were walking through the temple. Let me set the story. They're going through the temple, and of course, it's gorgeous, it's big, it's gigantic. Herod built it, it's beautiful. And the comments going on around visitors and the disciples saying, oh, what a gorgeous, what a beautiful structure. And the days will come, Jesus said, when there won't be one stone left on top of each other. Now, that was 35 years before the actual occurrence of 70 AD, when a Roman by the name of Titus, who eventually became emperor, totally destroyed Jerusalem. He totally took the temple and tore it apart. No stone upon a stone. That's how much the Romans hated the Jews. They wanted to destroy their culture. Now, the very place, now this was the very temple where God had dwelt among his people. And when the disciples heard this from Jesus, they said, oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I mean, are there going to be signs, or is there going to be something we should care about? And then Jesus answered them. He gave them two views. That's why this passage that you heard, somewhat confusing, because it talks about the destruction of Jerusalem, and it talks about the destruction of our world. So when put to the test, what does Jesus say about this? He says, see that you are not led astray. For there's going to be so many people about you, around you, that are going to try to lead you away from what is right. I mean, you're going to have people say, oh, our religion is the one, because when you come here, we're going to give you coffee, we're going to give you a donut, we're going to make you feel so good. We have no, oh, we have, this is where you want to be, and oh, we love your children. That's not it. That is the devil's favorite thing to hear. Something that'll pull you away. Not everything that sounds spiritual is true. And you go, well, why would they lie? Why? Think about that. False teachers arise because they tell people, do you remember 2 weeks ago when I was talking about itchy ears? Remember that comment? About what did that mean? Well, that meant that there were people that constantly have itchy ears that want to hear things that make them feel good. Not that it's right, but it makes you feel good. And that's not what it's all about. And the devil delights in this. This is why you and I, this is why it is so important as Lutherans that we stay next to our doctrine. And I understand it. Sometimes when preachers stand in this pulpit and we talk about our doctrine, it doesn't make you feel good. But it's the truth. And that's what is important, is the understanding of your doctrine. We must be able to discern truth from error and lies. We cannot be allowed to be pulled away from your faith. Now, Jesus points out, as you heard today, about signs of creation. He talked about earthquakes, floods, wars, rumors of wars, nations in turmoil. Folks, the world's falling. Come on. We sense that this world is falling apart. We see it. We have signs in our religion. Faithful believers will face hostility. Enemies of the gospel are hated. It's hard for us to imagine. What? We're good people. Why in the earth would anyone hate us? Why would anyone want to kill a Christian man? Or why would they sacrifice Christian women? Here's a point you need to consider. Since 1900, wasn't very long ago, was it? 1900, more Christians have been martyred for their faith than in all the centuries combined. You know, the world crucified Jesus. What do you think they think about you? Even just a brief thought process of these end of time images start to stir a little fear in us. I don't know how I'm going to handle when the sun darkens and the moon turns blood red and stars start falling out of the sky. That's kind of scary. And indeed, from those who are not with Christ, it is frightening. But listen to what Jesus told you. When these things begin to take place, here's your line. Stand up. This is your moment. Stand up. Lift your head, not level, but lift it up for your Lord, not down to the ground for fear. Up. Lift your head up. That's our posture of Concordia Lutheran Church. That's who we are. We stand ready. Sometimes when we read a passage like this, it kind of is overwhelming and you want to yell at the pastor, oh my, oh my, all of this stuff that's going on. Pastor, what is the point? Tell me the point. Well, let me tell you the point. The details of the end of time are not critical. The central truth is proclaimed, and that is stay next to Christ. Stay there. Be with Him. The Holy Spirit uses this text to bring you home, to bring you back, to make you realize, come on, get back to Christ. Quit acting like this is never going to end, because it shall. As we ponder this, it's natural to feel fear. Whether it's a time to meet Jesus, I don't know. Maybe it's soon. Maybe for some of us, it's far off. But He's near. He's with you, and He's in you. So the answer is, live your life in such a way that you're not going to be caught off guard. That's it. That's simple. I want you to make time, take time for the things of God in your life rather than just coming to church for 1 hour a week. The first Sunday of Advent's very near, with our vicar who's going to be giving our Advent services. And it's a special time. Now, here's what Advent means. You hear the word, but Advent means slow down. Come on. Put it back. Slow down. Start taking into consideration what really matters in your life. Not what you're doing, but what matters. That's a different question. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it from many people that are no longer in the pews. They go, well, Pastor, I used to go to church. I used to read the Bible. But, you know, I've just gotten out of the practice of doing that, and that's what the word Advent means. Come on, get back. If Christ came today, when we walked out that door, are we all ready? Are you ready? When things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Folks, Jesus is not going to leave you. You're not going to be ever left alone. He's with you. And He's going to bring each and every one of us safely home. I guess you all know, this is kind of the way I summarize this, is that at the end, have you ever in school, when you remember when the teacher used to sit there and they'd have a clock and you were taking a test and he'd say, okay, pencils down. We all knew what that is. And that's what Jesus is going to say to each and every person in here. Put your pencil down, it's over. It's hard for us to imagine. As we live in these last days, we keep doing what the Lord would like us to do. We serve our neighbor, we raise our families, we work honestly, we worship, we stay close to the Word, and later on the sacrament. Christmas is coming, that's right, but it's nearer than you thought. All of this is nearer than we thought, and at the end of the church year draws near, so does Christ. And where he is, there is your redemption. Indeed, this is not a time for dread and fear. It is a time of joy. Amen.